This is Jim Harriet in Times Square at the Allied Chemical Tower, overlooking thousands of New Yorkers who are bustling and shoving to get a better position to look at that lighted ball atop this tower that will signify the end of 1969 and the beginning of 1970 in a brand new decade. It's a cool New York evening, temperature about 26 degrees, and the winds have been north to northwest 10 to 15 miles an hour this evening. Quite cold later tonight, low in the teens predicted, but that hasn't dampened the spirits of the crowd that has gathered here. Thousands of people, many of them young, are gathered in Times Square for the traditional dropping of the lighted ball from atop this tower to welcome in a new year. As I look down, I can see them bouncing high into the air now, a group over in one section of the crowd. They're apparently, it looks like a variation of the Watusi dance as they're down there, bouncing up and down, showing their joy at the fact that the turbulent 60s are just about over, and their joy at the fact that the 70s may bring better things for all of mankind. It's a traditional Times Square scene here. The thousands of people, the flashing lights, the signs, the sirens sometimes in the background as squad cars go to calls. It is mostly a young crowd, I noticed this evening. As I was walking to this assignment, I stopped by to buy a pretzel from a sidewalk vendor who also had the roasted chestnuts, as is the tradition. And a young lady stopped me, obviously from out of town, and said, "Mister, could you tell me where Times Square is?" And I said, "Young lady, you're in it." She seemed happy that she'd found it. She wanted to know where the ball was. She was about a block away from it, and she seemed relieved that she had found where she wanted to be on this New Year's Eve. And that seems to be the way with people from out of town, especially, and from New Yorkers, too. They want to be here. They want to say they were there. And especially, I think, this year, because it is the end of the 60s and the beginning of the 70s. And then that sounded like a firecracker just went off, and a pretty powerful one. Last year, they were throwing some sort of skyrockets up in the air. It was a rainy New Year's Eve last year in New York, but this year, it's clear, and it's crisp, and it's cool, as I say, 26-degree temperatures. And the sidewalk vendors have been pushed aside because, as far as I can see, all up the avenue, there is nothing but a sea of humanity. They have the horns, they have the hats, they have the confetti, they have the paper streamers. It's all there. They seem relieved that the 60s are past because this has been a 10-year period that has shown a lot of change in the world. The top story of this year, and of course the decade, was man landing on the moon and the Apollo 11 flight. But there were other not-so-happy stories. Of course, the Vietnam War, President Nixon ordering troop reductions. People were glad about that. The Paris talks floundering, the anti-war demonstrations continuing here at home. Senator Kennedy's car accident, youth unrest and activism, the anti-war moratoriums. And, of course, the disclosure of the reported massacre at My Lai in South Vietnam. And there were other stories, too. The acquitting of Justice Abe Fortas from the Supreme Court and the scandal and the Senate refusal to confirm Clement Haynsworth to the high bench. Hurricane Camille devastating the Gulf Coast and the continuing American racial unrest. All these stories in the 60s and many more. Heart transplants, great strides forward in science, and a turbulent 10 years. That it would seem that people are glad to be behind them so they can look to the 70s and the prospects of happier things in the 10 years ahead. This is the end of one year and the end of a decade. And we're standing here describing the scene in Times Square. Let's pick up the word picture from Ben Grauer.
We cannot tell you, but they're here by the thousands, by the hundreds of thousands. Solid packed humanity. They're mostly youngsters. I guess the average age is below 20. And they are here for whatever reason to say goodbye to 1969 and by symbol to the whole sweep of the decade of the 60s. And now we're looking at the golden ball of illuminated lights that's starting to descend from the tower 80 feet above the top of the Allied Chemical Building. It's slowly moving down. It's about 6 feet in diameter with 180 to 200 electric bulbs in it. And when it hits bottom, we'll have said goodbye to the 60s with its tension and its enormous strides for humanity, with its first step on the moon and its heart transplant and its assassination of great leaders and its surge of the youth. And it's going, it has 15, 10, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2 seconds. Happy New Year! Goodbye to the 60s, the decade of dissent, and welcome to the giant mystery that is the 1970s. Man's new adventures, man's new struggles, man's search, we hope, for peace. Archibald MacLeish said when he saw the Earth viewed from the moon by the astronauts, how beautiful that blue sphere is. And this crowd, if they'd stop to pause for anything as intellectual as that at this moment, are striving and surging for that thought. Meanwhile, it's abandoned, it's pushing and shoving and shooting Roman candles and kissing the neighbor if you got a chance. And that's part of the story of 1970 in New York. There's the scene as we view it from Times Square, from the center and hub of this celebration of the advent of the new, as 1970 is just about a minute and a half old.
Thank you, Ben. A vivid picture, as always, from a scene here in Times Square, overlooking the sea of humanity that is surging back and forth. They're all wishing each other a happy 1970 and hoping only the best for all of us and for all of you. In these final seconds, it might be good to pause to think of the words of Fra Giovanni, who in 1513, more than 450 years ago, said, "No heaven can come to us unless our hearts find rest in today. Take heaven. No peace lies in the future, which is not hidden in this present instant. Take peace." This is Jim Harriet in Times Square. A happy new year to one and all. And now NBC's All-Star Parade of Bands continues as we go to Fort Lauderdale, Florida, for the music of the Glenn Miller Orchestra under the direction of Buddy DeFranco.
Are we going to say hello, Stanford?
Happy New Year from the Gold Ocean Mile Hotel in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, where the Glenn Miller Orchestra under the direction of Buddy DeFranco ushers in 1970 as a part of NBC's All-Star Parade of Bands. Hi, this is Ken Collier, and it's time to hear the first big band of 1970 from balmy Fort Lauderdale, the Glenn Miller Orchestra. Ladies and gentlemen, the great sound of the Glenn Miller Band. Buddy DeFranco, come on up here.
Very good to
see
you. Hello again, how are you?
Fine, buddy, good to see you.
Good to see you, and happy new year.
Here in Fort Lauderdale. Happy new year to you, too.
Oh, it's marvelous being here, isn't it?
This is a great booking for you this time of year.
Oh, buddy. I'm so happy about it, I think I'll stay here.
I don't blame you. Buddy, we want to hear a lot of your music. What a great sound the band has.
How about Tuxedo Junction?
Good.
Okay. Thank you.
Glenn Miller Band, under the direction of Buddy DeFranco, live from coast to coast from the Gold Ocean Mile Hotel in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. We're, by the way, at 73 degrees. I know our friends up in Minnesota and New York City and Boston and Chicago, okay, are all very happy to hear that. Coming up here, oh, this goes on till 4 o'clock in the morning, will come Dizzy Gillespie, Ray McKinley, Guy Lombardo, Lionel Hampton, Duke Ellington, Lawrence Welk, many, many more right here on the NBC Radio Network. Buddy DeFranco and the Glenn Miller Band is all set to go again, and this time we have a vocalist, a very pretty one too, Barbara Roman, and you're going to hear from me.
I may be unknown, but wait till I've flown. You're gonna hear from me. Watch out for me, you people up there on top of the world. I'll meet you, I swear. I'm staking my claim. Remember my name. You're gonna hear from me. Won't you smile on that road before me? I'm not just coming up over. That's the way it's gonna be.
Ladies and gentlemen, very nice. For our friends coast to coast, there are over 700 people jammed into the Gold Ocean Mile Hotel to listen to this fine band. Buddy, would you come over here a second? Buddy, I remember hearing you in New York at the Riverboat, and it seems like such a long time ago. How long have you been with the band?
4 years now.
Has it been 4 years?
Oh, yes, indeed. 1966, I took over the band.
It looks like you're still enjoying it very much.
Very much so. It's a pleasure, certainly. And we're doing our best to help keep the big bands going.
You're doing your job.
Yes,
I want to tell you. Buddy, what's the next song? I understand it's a new recording.
Brand new recording. In fact, it'll be released in about a month, Ken. And it features Al Goodling on alto saxophone, written by a ski instructor, believe it or not.
Is that right?
Yes, his name is Norbert Fisher. A new recording, soon to be released, and this one is My Sentiment.
Let's hear it. The Glenn Miller Band. See them rushing out buying that in their record store tomorrow. That's a good one. It's called My Sentiment, and that's brand new from the Glenn Miller Band under the direction of Buddy DeFranco. We're coming to you live from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, the Gold Ocean Mile Hotel. That's just a hop, skip, and a jump up from Miami and not too far down from West Palm Beach, and it's 73 degrees. I love to keep rubbing that in. Next from the Glenn Miller Band now. Happy New Year to you, by the way.
Hey!
Next we have Jay Patton, a great vocalist. The Miller Band and a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square.
That certain night, the night we met, there was magic abroad in the air. There were angels dining, the Ritz, and the nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. I may be right and I may be wrong, but
but I am perfectly willing to swear that when you turned and smiled at me, a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. The moon that lingered over London town, poor puzzled moon, he wore a frown. How could he know we two were so in love? The whole darn world seemed upside down. The streets of town, they were paved with stars. It was such a romantic affair. And as we kissed and said goodnight, a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. A nightingale sang in Berkeley Square.
Jay Patton with the Glenn Miller Band. Nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. That's a pretty one. Following this engagement in Fort Lauderdale on NBC Radio, we go back to New York for the latest in news, and then we stay in New York for the world's greatest jazz band, followed by Dizzy Gillespie and his orchestra. And we have Mr. Ray McKinley. Buddy, you know Ray pretty well, don't you?
Oh, a long time. My gosh.
I bet you do.
And Dizzy.
And Guy Lombardo later, Lionel Hampton, Duke Ellington, Lawrence Welk, and Mr. Woody Herman, too. It's going to be a wild night.
Sounds pretty good.
This has to be one of my all-time favorites by the Miller Band. Next up?
Next up, also Al Goodling on alto sax and Dick Gerhardt on tenor sax. Before we go, I have to say that I've been trying to call my boy in California, and I want to wish him a happy new year. His name is Chris. He's out on the coast, and I can't get a hold of him. But I hope he's listening. Here's a String of Pearls.
This portion of NBC's All-Star Parade of Bands was presented through the courtesy of the American Federation of Musicians. This is Ken Collier from the Gulf Ocean Mile Hotel in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and the great Glenn Miller Band under the direction of Buddy DeFranco. Stay tuned now for the latest news from NBC and then the world's greatest jazz band. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, and Happy New Year, Milt, get well fast.
NBC Radio News. Now here's Ken Bell.
Vice President Spiro Agnew is in Vietnam. He apparently arrived about 2 hours ago from Manila, where he had conferred for several days with Philippines President Marcos. There's an official news blackout of the Vietnam visit for security reasons. Mr. Agnew is expected to talk with South Vietnamese President Tu, U.S. Commanding General Creighton Abrams, and probably troops in the field. Mrs. Agnew reportedly stayed in Manila and will join her husband Friday in Taiwan. The U.S. command in Saigon reports that at least 52 enemy violations of the New Year's truce were reported throughout South Vietnam. In one of the 30 incidents officially considered significant, 5 Americans were killed, 6 wounded, in the shelling of a camp southeast of Da Nang. The French gunboat affair has brought the suspension of 2 generals in the French Defense Ministry, and Paris has asked Tel Aviv to recall 2 Israeli diplomats. The 5 gunboats arrived in Haifa Wednesday. They were sailed out of the French port of Cherbourg Friday by Israeli crews, breaking France's arms boycott against the Jewish state. It's 1970 in much of the world, including the eastern United States. One of the biggest and noisiest New Year's Eve celebrations was in downtown New York. Jim Herriot reports from Times Square.
In New York, 1970 is here. And in Times Square, this is how it sounded. Thousands of people, most of them young, but some of them not, gathering in mid-20 temperatures to do their thing. Blow a horn, say hello, but most importantly, just to be here. To watch the dropping ball signal the new decade. Here in the East, we're already into the new year. And as 1970 sweeps across the time zones of America, I know I speak for all who gathered here tonight in wishing you all that's good in life in the days ahead. Happy New Year. This is Jim Herriot, NBC News, in Times Square.
Negotiators for the 37,000 public transit workers in New York City are still talking with the Transit Authority about a new contract. The present pact runs out in 4.5 hours. A strike would make travel difficult for more than 5 million subway and bus riders. And, strike or not, it seems certain that the fare will go up from the present 20 cents. Subway workers in London called off a strike threatened for New Year's Day after their union leaders had assured them that grievances would be met. The United States Court of Appeals in Washington gave a go-ahead late Wednesday for a new television and radio code on cigarette advertising to become effective New Year's Day. Under the code, if any reference to tar and nicotine content is made in a cigarette commercial, exact figures must be given. In making the ruling, the court rejected a last-minute appeal by American Brands, formerly the American Tobacco Company, for an injunction against the code, which was proposed by the National Association of Broadcasters and adopted by the 3 major broadcast networks. According to the Census Bureau, the United States is going into the 1970s with a population of more than 204 million people. The estimate is that as of 1 minute after midnight Eastern Time, we numbered 204 million 334,344. Repeating the top story, Vice President Agnew is in Vietnam. He arrived about 2 hours ago from Manila. This is Ken Bell, NBC News, reporting.
Listen again over most of these same stations for NBC Radio News.
Yes, indeed. What you're hearing right now, ladies and gentlemen, is called thematic material. It's called My Inspiration, written by Bobby Haggard. Which all means that NBC Radio continues its New Year's Eve, now New Year's Day. All-star parade of band celebrations across this great nation of ours with the world's greatest jazz band. And where's it coming from? One of the happiest places in town, the Roosevelt Grill, right here in New York City. And when we announce the world's greatest jazz band, that's what we mean. People like Yank Lawson and Bobby Haggard, and Bud Freeman, many, many others. And you'll hear all their names as we proceed. But right now, how about getting things started with Son of a Preacher Man? One of the nicest things, in addition to the music here, is to find that there really ain't no generation gap in the Roosevelt Grill. Everything moves. Being specific, the Savoy Blues. World's greatest jazz band and Savoy Blues. This reminder now that later tonight you'll be hearing the Ray McKinley Quintet, Guy Lombardo, Lionel Hampton, Duke Ellington, and Lawrence Welk. All live from across the nation on NBC's All-Star Parade of Bands. I think we have time now for a little mercy. Two mercies. Mercy, mercy. Time now for a couple of notes that you might be interested in, I'm sure you will be, coast to coast. The band will be doing the Senior Bowl halftime festivities, this great band, on NBC January 10th. And also, in the way of a passing remark, the Roosevelt Grill, right here in New York City, is fast establishing itself as one of the country's premier showcases for jazz. We need a lot more of them. We're doing well here. Yank Lawson, front and center, if you will, please, to tell us a little bit about the architects of this great musical combine here.
Well, Bob Haggard does all the arranging, and we have Carl Fontana and Lou McGarity and Billy Butterfield and Bud Freeman, Bob Wilbur, Ralph Sutton on piano, Gus Johnson Jr. on the drums, and Bob Haggard does all the arranging. And
good friend of mine with the name of Yank Lawson, too.
Richard Gibson's our friendly manager.
Right.
We're all having a ball.
Sounds truly marvelous. Marvelous, Jack. Very, very good. Now, Proof in point. Wolverine Blues.
All right.
Tell you, kind of tough to stay mad with that kind of music. Very tough. Matter of fact, it's this kind of music I'm sure that will make 1970, let's hope the whole decade, the time of the smile. Let's see what happens now with Spinning Wheel. Thank you.
sir. That's the automated spinning wheel. And I know it would be very unfair to fans all over the place if we somehow didn't get around to including, and we are going to get around to including, South Rampart Street Parade.
That's where you should be. You'll like it a lot.